Penunjukan Australia untuk duduk di Dewan Hak Asasi Manusia PBB untuk periode 3 tahun mengundang reaksi beragam. Sebanyak 15 negara telah terpilih masuk dalam Dewan yang memiliki 47 anggota dan bermarkas di Jenewa tersebut, termasuk Republik Demokratik Kongo. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman yang disusun oleh Greg Diet dan Rosemary Bolger. Duta Besar Bolivia untuk PBB, Sasha Sergio Laurenti Solis lah yang menyampaikan penunjukan tersebut.
The following 15 states having thus been elected members of the Human Rights Council for 3 years, term of office beginning on 1st January 2018. Afghanistan, Angola, Australia, Chile, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Mexico, Nepal, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Qatar, Senegal, Slovakia, Spain, and Ukraine.
Beberapa negara, termasuk Inggris dan Amerika Serikat, mengkritisi keputusan untuk memasukkan Republik Demokratik Kongo yang telah ditimpa kekerasan politik dan militer sejak Presiden Joseph Kabila menolak untuk turun dari jabatannya pada bulan Desember. Negara Afrika tersebut memenangkan 151 dari 193 suara. Menteri Luar Negeri Julie Bishop menyambut kesuksesan Australia ini dengan mengatakan bahwa negara ini akan menjadi bagian penting dalam Dewan Hak Asasi Manusia PBB.
It's important for a country like Australia, an open liberal democracy committed to freedoms, the rule of law, democratic institutions and the international rules-based order to play our part in promoting human rights around the world. There are a number of significant human rights crises at present in North Korea, in Syria and elsewhere, and Australia will bring a very principled and pragmatic voice to the discussions and the actions taken by the UN and member countries.
Pengacara Hugh de Kretser dari Human Rights Law Center mengatakan bahwa Australia memiliki rekam jejak yang panjang dalam memberikan pengaruh positif bagi PBB, namun tidak dalam beberapa tahun terakhir.
That track record has been tarnished, particularly in the last decade or so, around our treatment of refugees in particular. So for Australia to be a good, credible voice on the UN Human Rights Council, we need to fix our human rights violations at home, particularly around our indefinite detention treatment of people who've come to Australia seeking asylum, issues like the crisis of Indigenous over-imprisonment, and also at the international level, we need to be far more consistent and principled in the way we speak out on human rights issues.
Australia, pendengar, adalah negara Pasifik pertama yang menjadi anggota UNHRC. Dan Phil Robertson dari Human Rights Watch mengatakan bahwa hal tersebut memberikan keuntungan yang besar.
Well, Australia has a huge role to play here. Not only issues related to, for instance, West Papua, but also, you know, the ongoing monitoring of what's been going on in Fiji, and other issues that will come up in the Pacific region are going to be important for Australia to stay abreast of and to continue to raise at the council. I mean, often these smaller nation states get lost in the business of the council, and I think that it's important for there to be more attention paid to them. West Papua was a major concern because, you know, Indonesia, despite various promises that they are going to allow for greater access to that province, have not done so.
Mr. Robertson mengatakan bahwa situasi buruk yang menimpa masyarakat Rohingya yang melarikan diri dari wilayah Rakhine di Myanmar seharusnya menjadi salah satu fokus Australia dalam peran barunya di PBB.
We're dealing with a situation in Rakhine State in Burma with over 500,000 Rohingya have been forced to flee ethnic cleansing crimes against humanity. It's very possible that some of those Rohingya may be getting on boats as soon as the monsoon season dies down in Southeast Asia, and we might have a major boat people crisis. And at that time, there has to be leadership in a positive way at the council, and not the way we've seen in the past when Australia has dealt with people on boats in a very negative way.